So here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Impressionist James Hearn one-man show entitled Hancock's Half Hour, One Man, Many Voices. Now this is a fabulous and flawless tribute to celebrate over 60 years of Hancock's Half Hour, written by the irreplaceably brilliant Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. And I have to say, it was a wonderful touch at the end of the show when James, still in character, invites us to remember Alan Simpson, who most recently passed away. Still, in James Hearn, we have a hugely unique talent, and the writing and delivery of three classic episodes, Sunday Afternoon at Home, 13th of the series, and The Missing Page, with him at the helm, the comedy and the terrific writing lives on. Now, James performed to a spellbound audience and gave us all a masterclass in mimicry. His portrayal of Tony Hancock, Sid James, and Kenneth Williams, as I say, is flawless and faultless in every way you can imagine. Now, James captures every facial, every vocal nuance, facial tic, and expression, from Tony Hancock's hangdog look to Kenneth Williams' nasal waspishness. With these much-loved characters being so unique and defined vocally, it really is no mean feat in capturing the true essence. But James is spot on with his speech patterns, rhythms, and delivery, and he delivers an absolutely pitch-perfect show. Now, as he delivers Kenneth Williams' classic line, "Stop Missing About," and Sid James's distinctive laugh, and of course, Tony Hancock's exasperated, "Have you gone raving mad?" Such unforgettable lines delivered with great aplomb. Now, as I say, it is rare, if not unheard of, by any other actor to undergo the task of voicing not only the main three regular protagonists of Hancock's Half Hour, but also voicing the entire cast. But James does it all, and most brilliantly too, including everyone from Hugh Lloyd, the unforgettable librarian in the classic episode The Missing Page, but also to Bill Kerr and Hattie Jakes, and more besides. Now, in the episode The Sunday Afternoon at Home, this particular half hour really showcases James' innate talent for delivering classic comic timing, so synonymous with these radio plays. His delivery, timing, pace was perfect. And it was like all three characters had come back to life right before your eyes and your ears. Now, performing these episodes in radio style in front of a live audience really brought magic into this room. And what a fitting room for magic to occur in, as we enjoyed the show in the Tommy Cooper Room at the Museum of Comedy in Tottenham Court Road. Now, or Bloomsbury Way, actually. Now, it's a venue that houses memorabilia, showcasing the very creme de la creme of comedy performers. Over the years, we get to see all different memorabilia there, and we have the seat where Spike Milligan wrote The Goons, Tommy Cooper's Fez, signatures from Joan Rivers and Ian Lavender, and props galore, including Steptoe and Son, The Bear, of course, in their famous front room. Now, this venue really is a nostalgic haven for lovers of all legends of comedy. And as James Hearn took his place on the stage, a single mic, many voices, set against the plush red curtain, we can safely add him to the roll call of top quality comedy performers to have graced this wonderfully unique venue. Now, this show promises 3 half hours, but I can guarantee you will wish that it went on far longer. It's inclusive of the distinctive opening signature theme and Hancock's breathy Hancock's Half Hour. It's a real joy from start to finish, a tour de force, a real triumph, a masterclass in comedy that you just won't want to miss. Now, James continues to tour, so be quick to see his show. He's going to be at Blackburn on the 16th of March, and he's got many different dates up and down the country. Best thing to do is follow James on Twitter. It's at Hearn James. And you can also go to Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review and the tab for March to see James' YouTube and see him in action. It's wonderful to see. Now, of course, you can also find out more about the Museum of Comedy by going to www.museumofcomedy.com. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment Review for Hancock's Half Hour, One Man, Many Voices, as performed by the super talented James Hearn.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.